Notre Dame professor offers students abortion access after Indiana abortion ban. By Bracken F. Tease on October 12, 2022. A professor at the University of Notre Dame is helping students get abortions after an Indiana law banning the procedure was passed into law. Tamara Kay, a global affairs and sociology professor at the Catholic school, posted on her office door, "This is a safe space to get help and information on all healthcare issues and access. Confidentially with care and compassion," according to the Irish Rover. The university's conservative newspaper aimed at upholding the Catholic character of the University of Notre Dame. Kay's determination to help students access abortions, including Plan B morning after pills and Plan C abortion pills, came after Indiana enacted a law banning abortions in many cases. The law has been temporarily enjoined as litigation makes its way through the courts. "For me, abortion is a policy issue," Kay told the Rover after participating in a September 21 panel titled "Post-Roe America: Making Intersectional Feminist Sense of Abortion Bans." "And yes, my view runs afoul of church teaching, but in other areas, my positions are perfectly aligned with the church," she said. Kay and other professors' doors also display a capital J, denoting their willingness to help with abortion access. In one social media post, the abortion advocate explained the J, saying, "We are here, as private citizens, not representatives of ND, to help you access healthcare when you need it, and we are prepared in every way. Look for the J, spread the word to students." Her social media also boasts important organizations like Abortion Finder, aimed at helping women travel out of state to seek abortions if their states have restricted them. The Abortion Finder explains how to get abortion pills online and even get reimbursed for traveling out of state to get an abortion. Kay also appears to believe that the inability for women to kill unborn babies will lead to declines in women's physical and mental health, economic, educational, occupational, familial well-being and safety. According to the Rover, Kay posted to Twitter pictures of stickers that read, "Need to be unpregnant," and had QR codes leading one to plopills.org. Kay, who is also part of her department's racial justice task force, explained at the aforementioned panel that the horrific effects of abortion bans I'm about to regale you with disproportionately affect people in minority groups: Black, Indigenous, Latinx, LGBTQIA, those with few resources, those who are incarcerated, those in the military, those who are on campus, those who are immigrants, those who have disabilities and physical and mental health challenges, including substance use disorder. Her advocacy for abortion at a Catholic school appears to be tolerated, as she is doing that as a private citizen, telling the Rover that that's been cleared by the university. "I talked to the dean and have also spoken to ND media about policies." Even so, the pro-abortion professor appears to have changed her name on Twitter from Dr. Tamara Kay, Notre Dame abortion rights expert, to Dr. Tamara Kay, abortion rights and policy scholar, perhaps in order to distance herself from the university, adding in her bio, "I don't speak for my employer, duh." According to the Rover, the signs in her office were also removed and all tweets referencing abortions for students were deleted. Brecken F. Tease is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken F. Tease.